Herb Dickerson spent most of his adult life addicted to drugs.
I was a heroin user approximately 35 to 40 years, and in order to use it every day, which I had to have money to purchase it. I could steal, I could lie, I could manipulate, whatever it took.
He was in and out of prison for years, each time costing taxpayers thousands of dollars, according to Nina Antony, senior assistant to the Commonwealth's attorney.
It's resources from the police department every time a police officer has to be dispatched to deal with an individual. It's an impact and cost on merchants whose items are being stolen or a victim of crime who now has to deal with criminal behavior being directed towards them. It's jail staff time and energy in booking individuals, court resources to process that individual's paperwork.
Locking up nonviolent criminals was also a problem at the regional jail, according to Charlottesville's judge Robert Downer.
Back in 2001, the jail was so horribly overcrowded that the gymnasium was actually used to house inmates, especially on the weekends.
And the city's public defender, Liz Murtaugh, points out that innocent children and spouses suffered when the breadwinner was locked up.
If people are counting on somebody to be going to work when they get incarcerated, it has a complete ripple effect through the entire family. Children seeing their parents get locked up, not having them there where they can come to school and participate in programming, It's a big problem.
So the community decided to offer an alternative called a drug court. Judge Ted Hogshire oversaw the program that began by looking at personal information about a convicted criminal.
Addiction, mental health problems, lack of education, lack of job skills, trauma as a part of your history.
Using those and other details, studies had shown it was possible to predict with considerable certainty whether they posed a risk to public safety or might do well in a local program rather than state prison. Hogshire heard the case against Herb Dickerson, assessed the risk he posed, and explained that he could be held in the local jail, enrolled in an intensive drug treatment program.
If you're going to be out selling drugs, then you need to be out of the community. But if you think you can get your act together and complete the therapeutic community program, which is going to be very difficult for you given your behavior and your attitudes, I'll look at it again. But if you wash out of it, you get kicked out of it, or you withdraw, you're going down the road, you're going to do your time.
Dickerson was willing to try it. He wanted to avoid more time in state prison, and he'd become an embarrassment to his family.
Because all my siblings had either went to college and had very good jobs and took care of my mother, whereas I was taken from them. And that went on for years and years. I mean, my mother was the biggest enabler you could have, because her son never did any wrong. It's always somebody else's fault. And I just let her believe that. She passed away in 2000. Matter of fact, I went to court that particular morning, and when I got back, she was laying in the floor, had just passed probably 15, 20 minutes before. So I always blame myself to some degree.
Hoping to redeem himself, to do something positive in his mother's memory, he committed to the program. How it worked for him, and why it's not widely available to others, in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.